Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Welcome back, Extra Rides fam. Today we are talking about how to win over self-doubt. We are making it extra simple, extra doable, and let's begin. First up is to believe that the force is strong from within. Yes. Actually, there's a psychological term, and it's called the internal and external locus. Locus is another term for point. So it's internal and external point of control. It determines your success factor pala. O diba? May pa ganyan. Success rates. And actually, the most successful people in work and in life are those who have an internal locus of control. They believe that their actions directly have an effect on their outcome. Ibig sabihin, they know that they have control, kaya nilang gawin. They have control over their own actions equals there's change equals there's success and happiness. So I like to call this kind of like a champion mindset, diba? Having a limitless mind. High yung self-efficacy mo. So you have more motivation to keep going also. Versus, kung pakiramdam mo lahat na lang is based on external factors and you have no control of it, it means na there's no change because hindi mo nga control, diba? It's all about your external surroundings. So with that said, it's harder to achieve success and happiness. Kasi ang nangyayari dyan is we do the blame game. You know, you learned helplessness like we learned from the past episode. And it's about victimhood, diba? Laging ikaw na lang yung victim. Laging may wrong, ano, sila kasi, diba? May mga wrong justifications. But maybe it's just the wrong way of thinking, diba? So at least we know now that there is such a thing as that. And we can, you know, now knowing this, we can grasp or we can just believe in ourselves more that yes, we got this. We actually do have more control than we think. Yes, there are things that we really can't control, which leads us to our number two way. So number one is to believe that the force is already strong within. Number two is to speak life against your doubts. So there is actually an experiment that shows that when people are primed to feel stress and, you know, high levels of distress, the quickest way to recover are those who can identify how they are feeling and put those feelings into words. So actually, may mga results from experiments. Now, there are brain scans that show that verbal information almost immediately diminishes the power of these negative emotions. And it proves your well-being and again, enhances the decision-making skills natin. Basically, if you have positive and more verbal self-talk that you can actually hear, like, yes, you can do this, Janina. Hi, man. Pushed. You're better than you think. Don't give up. And when you cheer yourself on, basically, there's really an effect towards your well-being. And it just makes you doubt even less. So please speak good, speak life against your doubts. Kung may ide-debate ka, yung doubts mo na yan talaga. So yeah, no to jahe, guys. You shouldn't also, you know, with that said, learning about that. Dapat hindi natin tinatago yung mga ano natin, mga thoughts and apprehensions and doubts. Don't keep them locked up inside because it will just consume you. Diba? Na parang you just feel so down. But you know, you gotta address it. Speak to it. Talk to it. Diba? Parang ano lang yan? Parang responsorial psalm lang. Amen. Diba? Okay, so let the inner cheerleader be louder than your inner saboteur. So when doubts come creeping in, don't spiral down. Don't catastrophize. We learned that in the last episode, the ABCDs of dealing with adversities. Do not keep it to yourself also. Discuss it with trusted confidants. Discuss it with trusted friends and family. Wag yung ano, wag yung nakikimarites lang. Wag tayo sa gossip. But it's more about communicating your emotions, your fears, your doubts with each other. It really helps you grow more. It's the action that comes from the awareness that's very important. And the action is to speak life against your doubts. Number three is to focus on what you can.
I saw online so random. Mga random memes lang. Nakasulat, even trash can. Yes, parang even garbage can. Diba? Garbage can. It's not garbage cannot. So if garbage can, what more tayo, diba? So focus on being able to grasp these opportunities. Focus on the direction, diba? To have focus is to have direction. And in terms of that, concrete examples would be to really write them down. So, Karina, we were talking about speaking life. Another here for number three, you can actually write them down also. Yung mga kaya natin gawin. And yung mga, at this point, it feels like it's so hard. So, list down your list of cans and cannots at the moment and really see, talagang hindi pa to possible at the moment. Or, how can I turn the cannots into cans, diba? And with that, parang nasulat mo na lahat eh, na-express mo na. With that, you can let go of what weighs you down and focus your energies more on what can actually be done. Para hindi na tayo overwhelmed, para hindi na sabog yung focus natin. And so we have more direction also. So there was also an example or an experiment on how taking control is beneficial. They did this on elderly people, yung mga nasa elderly home na. Those who were given a task to take care of a house plant, actually tumaas yung life expectancy nila. Just because they have that sense of duty, they have that control. Just taking care of house plants, parang gives you purpose and control and direction. And also, people who believe that the power lies within themselves have higher academic achievement. Wow. And they also have greater career achievement, and they are also much happier at work. So yes, we can. Number four way is more ease, less doubt. And how do we achieve more ease, diba? When we think of ease, we think of enjoyment. Pero paano ba nagiging madali ang isang bagay? If we prepare. So preparation is a huge factor in combating doubt. Preparation means, you know, we have standards, we have structure in place. So maybe we can do three steps for this. First step is to create a set of rules or standards. And with that, parang nagle-lessen yung decision making natin. For example, you're doubting yourself in vlogging or something. Just as a content creator, these are my references. Okay, so if you're doubting yourself with vlogging, and dami kasing elements. Oh, paano yung ilaw ko? Paano yung ano sasabihin ko? Hindi pa ako sure. Paano yung outfit ko? So the night before you're gonna vlog or attempt to do maybe a content that you set out to do, and najajahe ka, edi magprepare tayo. The night before, nakaayos na yung equipment mo. The night before, nakaayos na yung damit mo. And the night before, you already have your bullet points in place. And with that, you have prepared, then you build confidence. You have less doubt, diba? So make a set of rules or standards or guidelines and lessens your decision making. Step two on making things easier is to spark your activation energy. So this is also from the Happiness Advantage book. And it says there that, you know, it only takes 20 seconds. It's the 20-second rule. So make things 20 seconds easier for you to spark that activation energy. Minsan nakakatamad gawin or nakaka-overwhelm, pero all it takes is 20 seconds for you to start, okay? In physics, it's also where that term was coined from, actually. Activation energy, the initial spark. So moments create a life, diba? And moments are made of seconds. So again, 20 seconds is literally all it takes. And actually, by adding 20 seconds to your day, adding them, you're starting your day, propelling it, sparking that activation, you can actually gain more hours, 4 more hours. I actually tried this yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, but ang dami kong nagawa today. Just because I kind of challenged myself and thought of life as a game. You can also listen to that podcast episode about turning your life into a game. So I challenged myself that, okay, instead of tatamirin na ako eh, parang gusto ko ng chumil eh, I just kind of, you know, brainwashed, but I cheered myself on that. This is fun, okay? You want to do this. This is fun. Push. Ano akong nagawa? Nakapag-edit, nakapag-vlog, andami. Nakapag-draft ng podcast episodes, and so much more. So there. Step three is to enjoy the struggle also. Don't think of it as a struggle, but again, rather a game. Challenge yourself. Enjoy it. Because if there's no challenge in life, life can be pretty boring, diba? So yes, don't let unreasonable expectations also stop you from starting, stop you from following through, and from enjoying. Sayang naman, you could have enjoyed all this time. But if you just, you know, let go of that 20 seconds and you didn't seek the opportunity to start, then you're missing out on life, diba? Okay, and number 5, so we're done with more ease, less doubt with those 3 steps. Number 5 into winning over doubts is to have a stellar support system. It is so true that when you have your friends and family backing you up, mas madaling gawin. There was a study on very happy people, that is actually the title of the study or experiment. And most of their answers to why they are so happy is really caused by their support system. And yeah, when you have this emotional support, it's your resource. You have more support, you have more inspiration, and also you really do feel more accomplished. Because, you know, what's life if you can't share your successes, diba? And there's also another example based on research. Na social support has as much effect on life expectancy as smoking, as high blood pressure, as obesity, and regular physical activity. So grab it, all these vices, they're literally directly linked to our health. But social support is also directed to our health and well-being. So the next time you want to doubt yourself, talk to a friend, to a trusted friend. Yung hindi mag-add ng more drama, ha? Okay. So yeah, in terms of a work setup too, actually, there's this term called vertical couple, meaning your relationship between boss and employee. Apparently, the better the relationship between the boss and the employee, the more basically a prime indicator of their productivity and also of the length of the time they spend sa jobs nila. So, tumatagal na kayo sa workplace kasi nga nag-enjoy kayo at mas marami pa kayo na-accomplish. Kung may camaraderie and rapport. It's called vertical couple kasi it's like you're bringing yourself up, you're rising up together. So now that we know all these terms, let's apply them in life, diba? Whether it's a vertical couple, it doesn't have to be a couple. Kung 3 kayo sa BFF group, why not? Throuple. Diba? And it's just a reminder that yes, we are social creatures and that at the end of the day, even if your doubts feel like they're gonna swallow you up, we are social creatures and being surrounded by our friends and family can help us through the darkest, toughest, most self-doubting times. So let's use it as an armor against our doubts. And that's what our Extra Rise Famine community is all about too. So yes, those are the 5 simple ways on how we can win against doubts. I hope we get to apply them in real life the next time we are faced or we are paralyzed by doubts. And that is it for our 3-part positivity camp and series. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you want to read up on the book, once again, that I'm majorly referencing all these from, it's by The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acker. And don't forget to rate us 5 stars if you haven't yet. Rise up every chance you get and have fun while we're at it. Don't forget that we are rooting for you. Okay, you got this. Bye-bye, doubts. Doubts don't know her. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.